But, I mean, how do you like it? Do you like it?
I like strong coffee. You don't like strong coffee?
No, yeah, I like it. With milk or?
Oh.
You take your coffee.
That's the kind of coffee we drink here. But man, that stuff has got so till I believe you're going to force us to all quit coffee. I've got a son-in-law, superintendent of our parish here. Raybrook, he's a b***h. He married my third daughter. They were here Saturday night. They stayed here until 9 o'clock. He was interested in that school election we was having, you see here, at the schoolhouse. And he told me, he said, I drink one cup in the morning. And he said, that's it, I quit. And he said, that's what we're all going to have to do. I said, it began to look like it. Now, my son that come in here while he was here, was it Saturday? Yeah, from Lafayette. He brought me 3 pounds of coffee. $3.19 a pound. You know, that's outrageous. So I got a nephew lives here not far. I says, Streeter, what we should all do, I says, is just like these fellas that belongs to these unions, go on a strike. Everybody quit. And let it go down to nothing. If it's offered to us for 40 cents a pound, no, we don't want it. Now, I was telling my son-in-law from Abbeville, I says, I told my daughter that the oldest one, she has two big farms. She lives here at Indian Bayou. That's, I don't know if you noticed, when you pass through the little town they call Maurice. Well, she lives right not far from that. She has a 185-acre farm there. Well, she raises so many acres of rice and so many acres of soybeans. And I told her I wanted her to get me some soybeans when they're ripe. And I was going to bring them and dry them thoroughly and see if I couldn't roast them and make coffee out of them. Then I get my soybeans for nothing. I get my coffee for nothing. And she's got, at De Quincey, she's got a whole section there, 640 acres of land. And it's all under rice and soybeans. Then I got another daughter that lives next door to her, has 420 acres of land there. And that's what they raise, rice and soybeans, so I wouldn't have to buy any. I don't know if it'll work, but I just got a hunch it would. Well roasted.
Yeah. This morning, do you drink a lot of coffee?
No. I drink two cups a day. One in the morning, one in the afternoon.
In other words, you've already...
Oh yeah, I've already drank mine. Oh heck, man, I drank my coffee at 4 o'clock this morning. Donald was up. I got up a 3:45, he gets up at 3:30. And when I got up, my coffee was ready, he'd done gone look after his cow. So I drank my coffee. Then I played a few games of solitaire. I played that. Then a little after 5, I ate my breakfast.
Do y'all have any card games? Do you ever play Bouray around here?
Oh, some of them do. I don't. I don't know how to play Bouray.
Yeah.
But we got a family of Legers that lives up there on the other side of Old Man. Boy, man, they play that between the family, too.
West of here? Yeah.
They play for money. Old Man Ellie, he can't read nor write. Strange women like the Dickens to talk French.
Yeah.
English.
You can read and write.
Huh?
You can read and write English.
Oh, yes.
Now, you told me how far you went to school. Yeah,
fifth grade.
When you started school, you started in the...
Oh, well, I started with an old lady here we called Old Aunt Norrie.